The new order allows green card and visa holders to enter the United States, resolving some ambiguities in the previous order. A UO biology student from Iran, who chose to identify himself only as Sarush for fear of deportation, remains frustrated with the situation facing international students and their families, despite the changes.
I think it's pretty unfair. It's a thing that they're basing off of generalization, because someone that's a decent, normal human being, which is the majority, by the way, they can't get to enter the country. Like someone like if my parents want to visit me, they can't.
According to the university's Vice Provost of International Affairs, Dennis Galvin, as of winter term, applications from students all over the world are down 15%. It's preferable to the 30% decrease projected last fall, but could still impact the cost of attendance of Oregon residents, which is offset by the full tuition paid by out-of-state and international students. Galvin says to continue being a great university, the UO must continue to be international, and despite difficulties imposed by executive orders, their commitment to being such is not diminished. For KLCC News, I'm Francisca Monahan.